tape recorder and we'll get going. It is approximately 3:05 on June 12, 2019. This is the date and time scheduled for a second pre-hearing conference in Public Service Commission file numbers PU19-28 and PU19-29. This is OAH file numbers 2019-0068 and 2019-0069. Appearing for this telephone hearing today are Molly Smith, counsel for Russo Wind Partners LLC, Zach Pelham, who is counsel for the Public Service Commission, and Kevin Pranis, who is appearing on behalf of the interveners, Laborers District Council of Minnesota and North Dakota. I will first note for the record that we did receive a petition for intervention on behalf of the Laborers District Council of Minnesota and North Dakota, and being that there's no objection to that petition, I will grant that, and they will be allowed to intervene in this case. And Mr. Prantis, I understand that you'll be representing them at the hearing?
That's correct. Thank you, Your Honor.
So I scheduled this hearing on behalf of a request to have this conference to discuss hearing procedure. So I guess I'll start with you, Ms. Smith, since it was your request. If you can give us an idea of the number of witnesses and length of testimony and anything else that you wanted to discuss today regarding the hearing.
Certainly. Thank you, Your Honor. We anticipate having four witnesses. It's possible that there may be others that may need to testify, but there, we would anticipate four witnesses, a project manager, Morgan Berry. We have Chris Howell, who filed testimony from Brinton Mack for noise assessment. Aaron Anderson, also from Burnson McDonald, who filed testimony regarding shadow flicker, and Kristen Mohan, who is with Southern Power, would address environmental permitting related matters. They've all filed pre-filed testimony. We will plan to do a brief summary of each person's testimony, but in a question and answer format. So we're working on those outlines to basically summarize, you know, who they are, what topics they covered in their testimony, and high level the items that are addressed in their testimony, as well as updates that they have. So there are a few items noted in pre-filed testimony that they were, for instance, still working on finishing cultural resource surveys. We anticipate having updates to that cultural resource information to provide, as well as a few other updates. So we would cover all of that in the Q&A before they were turned over for cross-examination. So it's harder, a little bit harder to say how long it will take, just given that this is the first time that we've done it with pre-filed testimony, but I anticipate it should, you know, the introductions for the two Southern Power witnesses may be, you know, 15, 20 minutes. The others would be less than that. So hopefully this approach will cut down on the time, the initial time of the hearing.
Great. Is there anything else you wanted to chat about regarding procedure?
I think the only thing I would note is that we do have some exhibits, as I mentioned. I think the bulk of them would be, we now have the signed certifications. Certifications for order provisions that we will be providing, and an updated cultural resource report, an update to the wetlands report, a grasslands update, a whooping crane habitat assessment that was completed after we filed our exhibit, and then a couple of corrections or updates. We plan to file electronic copies of all of those by Friday morning, and we will bring hard copies with us, three-hole punched, to the hearing, along with an updated index to the hearing exhibit finders that we have already provided. So that is our plan. Let us know if you have any concerns about that approach.
All right. Mr. Pelham, are you going to have any witnesses?
Judge, thank you. The commission is going to have a witness. Ms. Smith and I have discussed this previously, and the plan on that is to introduce the pre-thought testimony of David Hessler, who is a noise consultant who has provided consulting to the commission. He is not able to be at the hearing. He had a prior engagement, but the parties have essentially agreed that his pre-filed testimony would be submitted. And that's already been docketed with the commission. It's been provided. So I'd be offering that. I anticipate offering that pre-filed testimony as an exhibit at the hearing. As far as the order of this, now that we have an intervener, it's been the practice, and I just want to throw it out there so hopefully everyone is on the same page. But so as Ms. Smith pointed out, the four witnesses, the direct testimony will be hopefully shortened and made more efficient through the use of pre-filed testimony, which, by the way, I know that the commissioners are all aware of this. They are, have each individually been consulted and are on board with this process. So while it is new, the commissioners are expecting it, and, we'll see how it goes. I'm optimistic. I think Ms. Smith is as well. But following that, it would be the ordinary practice for the commission staff, myself, and the public utilities analysts then to ask questions on cross, followed by the commissioners, and then followed by the intervener. So that would be my request and how we handle the questioning of the witnesses. And then after the close of company's case, for lack of a better word, the commission would have the opportunity to present. I would anticipate that, we would have already offered the pre-filed testimony of David Hessler at that point, and then the intervener would then have the opportunity to present whatever witness or exhibits at that point, followed by the company asking questions, commission staff, and then the commissioners. Thank you.
Mr. Pranis, are you okay with the procedure outlined by Mr. Pelham?
Well, we are, and the other in past, at least in one past case, I know that in order to facilitate public participation, I think we held our testimony at the request of the commission until after the public had a chance to participate, and that's fine with us as well. We understand that members of the public may come from long distances to say particular things, and so we're flexible about whether we present our testimony before or after the general public participation, but the rest of that's fine with us.
All right. Do you anticipate questioning witnesses at the hearing?
We do. I don't think extensively, but we would anticipate questioning witnesses. I think with a focus on the construction process with regard to safety, workforce, and public safety, and with regard to the employment of local efforts to employ local workforce, selection of contractors. So I think that bears on one or two of the witnesses that we understand will present.
Okay. Are you planning to be the only one that testifies, or are you going to have more than yourself testifying?
I anticipate that we will have probably two, myself and one other witness available to testify, and we are going to make our best efforts to pre-file testimony ahead of time. We're going to try to get that submitted on Friday. We're obviously on a tight deadline to turn it around, but we'll make our best effort to submit pre-filed testimony for at least the bulk of that testimony to try to keep things short.
All right. Are you planning on submitting any exhibits?
Yes, Your Honor. I would anticipate that we'll submit at least an analysis of impacts of the economic, socioeconomic impacts locally of construction hiring that is in preparation right now, and there might also be one or two small additional exhibits related to steps that have been taken in Minnesota to address issues of local hiring and maximizing local economic impacts that we think might be relevant to the commission.
Okay. All right. Thank you. This question is probably, I don't know, for Ms. Smith or Mr. Pelham. Are you aware of any known opposition to this application?
This is Ms. Smith, Your Honor. We are not aware of any known opposition to the project or the application.
Okay.
This is Ms. Pelham here. I am not aware either, and I have asked commission staff, and they have not been made aware of any organized opposition. But that said, of course, we'll see. I mean, the public has the opportunity to testify, and it's hard to project. But as far as organized opposition, no. And that does sometimes happen and typically we would know by now, so I suppose it's indicator that we will not have at least an organized group necessarily oppose the proposed project.
All right. That's the list of my questions. We're doing this informally, so is there anything else anybody wanted to discuss today?
The one thing that, this is Ms. Smith again, there's the one thing that I don't believe I've seen is the typical letter that, I believe it comes from the commission usually, that says you can retain a court reporter if you want to. I have not, because I haven't seen a letter, I haven't talked with my client about that yet, so I will do that. I just will have to confirm whether they would potentially want someone or not there, so just as a heads up.
Yeah, I thought that was in the docket. I could be wrong. And as you know, Alana Jimko-Sacco recently retired, so it's possible she would typically be the one that would send that letter out. So I suppose it is possible. But I will check into that. But I do appreciate Ms. Smith you bringing that out. And there will not be a court reporter retained by the commission or the Office of Administrative Hearings. It will, of course, be tape recorded, and which will be a public record and obviously can be transcribed if necessary.
Okay.
There was one other thing I just wanted to make a comment, more so to Mr. Prentice. Mr. Prentice, to the extent that the earlier the better in filing anything that the laborers may intend to file. Filing with the commission Friday late in the day, it's unlikely that it will be uploaded at that point. So I would just encourage you, to the extent possible, to try to get whatever you intend to file sooner rather than later. With that said, obviously the commission is going to look at it regardless of when it's filed, but the commissioners will appreciate it, a sooner filing rather than Friday afternoon, late in the afternoon, when some staff may have, left and back for the weekend, and this hearing's on Monday that starts at 9 a.m., so it's difficult to get late filed exhibits or protest points.
We'll definitely make our best effort. Honestly, we've used pre-filed testimony in Minnesota, but not previously in North Dakota. Ms. Smith informed us that there was use of pre-filed testimony in this case, and so we're going to make our best effort to do that.
Well, I understand. I appreciate that.
All right. Is there any other issues anybody wanted to discuss today? All right, hearing none, I will note for our recording that it's 3:17, and that'll conclude our pre-hearing conference.